Okay, which lead us neatly to the adoption of the council cycling strategy 2015 and associated delivery plan. Councillor Merrill.
Thank you. What you have before you here is what we've just been discussing, really, the cycling strategy, and sets out the principles and that of what we want to achieve and do. It also sets out the budgetary constraints and how we plan to fund this. The principles are that we want everybody to be able to use our cycling network, from two-year-olds with their parents to an 80-year-old that pulls his 50-year-old bike out of the shed and suddenly decides to cycle. This is not to get people that already cycle to cycle. The strategy here is to get people that don't cycle to cycle and make it as calm and as friendly and as safe as we physically possibly can within the council's strategy. I will leave the very much details to this, but before I finish, I just want to say thank you to Mark, who actually saw this through over the last year. I've only just taken over it, and to all the officers that have been working on this, because this for a year project, they've done a brilliant job in reading through this. The actual philosophy of this is brilliant. There's still a lot of work to be done within the detailed design, and this is not the end of the conversation, this is the beginning of the conversation. I want to ensure that the community that are listening, that we want you to come in and discuss it with us and the detailed designing and how we can actually make this work for the community. This is a community project and we must have the community on board or it's not going to work. Thank you.
Thank you, Darren. Thank you very much indeed. Anybody else want to do... who's leading on this? Sally? Simon?
Yes, just with regard to Burgess Park, I mean, I'd echo that we do want to work very closely with the community to get it right. And we have taken the consultation response very much on board in the sense that we actually have taken out quite a significant amount of cycling routes from within Burgess Park as part of our new network plan. So, for example, the east-west route, which currently runs through the park, we're proposing to relocate it onto St George's Way. And also the Surrey Canal Walk route, where there has been some conflict between cyclists and pedestrians, we are proposing to reroute that onto Sumner Road. So in terms of our response, we are very mindful of the fact we want to avoid conflict and we want to promote understanding between road users, and that's very much at the heart of this strategy. It's about changing the perception of cycling to something that everybody can do, and it's not like an out group of people, and we don't have this friction and conflict. So that's what we're trying to achieve with this strategy.
Des?
Yeah, just to add something about implementation, because once it's approved, then the implementation very much falls to my team to deliver. You'll see from the phasing of the programme that's set out in page 13 and onwards in the appendix that there's quite a lengthy lead-in time. And that reflects our commitment to doing the sort of really detailed consultation, almost street by street consultation. You'll know from projects this year where we've had concern raised, Towley Road being the obvious example. And we've certainly listened to what we've heard from the residents of the college about how we should engage with them. We've had examples of really good engagement when the floods came into those parts, where we were making really strong major interventions into a park which was really loved by its community, but with good consultation with them and engaging them with them at every step of the way, they've actually become advocates for what we've done. Our ambition has to be to do that in Burgess and to replicate the level of community involvement and engagement on the design in places like Burgess Park, but not only Burgess, because whilst parks are really fought over, so are streets. And a lot of what is contained in this strategy is about reallocating space. And it's not space that currently people don't feel they own, it's space that currently people do feel they own. So it's about reallocation. And that always causes concern. And it's about how we can solve that. And as Councillor Williams knows, we're already engaged with Stephen Douglas and the Community Integration Group to use their skills and expertise to make sure that level of engagement takes place almost on a street by street basis to deliver the programme.
Okay, so I mean, by approving the strategy and plan today, we're not saying and I would be unhappy if it was thought we were saying that we're forcing this through Burgess Park at any cost. That's not the situation that we'd be, or not the position we'd be agreeing to. We'd be saying clearly that's a preferred route, but it's subject to continued consultation, getting to a position where hopefully everyone is happy.
Just if I may, the strategy includes a network map. The network map is adopted with the strategy,
yeah.
But the map obviously is subject to change, and it will be. It's actually even since the papers were produced, TfL have told us they want to change one of the routes in the strategy. So yes, is the answer. Routes can change within the context of the overall programme.
I'm sure residents would say, in response, if TfL could just get a change like that, then residents must be listened to in the same way. Yeah? Yes. Yeah, okay, again. Right, we're getting them. Richard and Mark.
Thank you. I thought that was very helpful. I think just to understand the parameters of all of that. So one of the suggestions was taking the route up Portland Street and then Wells Way, if following further work we decided that was the right thing to do. There's the opportunity to look at that again and to build that in. And similarly, in terms of other work, if it does go through Burgess Park, to sort of ameliorate the impact on the park, there's the scope to do that as well. I'm just wondering, Chair, whether it might be appropriate for us to actually have a further report on the detail of this particular part of the network, come back to Cabinet at a later point, just so that we can reassure ourselves that everything's been done, we've been doing this effectively, and that we've listened to the community's concerns on this, because that would strike me as something very important if we can ensure that we do that.
Yeah, good point. It's good. I've got Mark, Barry,
Sorry, I replaced the mic for now. I just want to say a huge thank you to all the officers for their work on this over the last 12 months, and it really started from the kickstand sessions that we had with the Dutch and Danish experts and the cross council work that generated, and getting everyone from every different bit of the council seeing the benefits of cycling and tackling unhealthy lifestyles, and also continue to move huge numbers of people around our borough and through our borough. Whilst our population and the population of London increases. So I think it's a really, really important piece of work to get us ready for the future, and hopefully, because we've got one of the most detailed cycling strategies and set of proposals, hopefully we can now go to TfL and say, you're already funding a lot of the work in our borough, but hopefully we can get TfL to fund even more. And I think just to emphasise what Des said about public consultation, it's absolutely key at all points to win people round, make the amendments where we can, and get the scheme that everyone can support, because part of the drive behind the cycling strategy is to change that culture. So cycling is just seen as another way of getting around. So it's not about cyclists and non-cyclists. That's just a person on the bike, and that's just the same as, you know, being a pedestrian or whatever. And that's very much where we need to get to. And we've got to make sure that the means that we use to get there doesn't alienate people in the process. And whilst we sort out one part of the culture of having routes that are designed in a way that encourages responsible cycling, in the process we've alienated a whole group of local residents or people. And then we've just made, you know, we've created new problems there. So it's absolutely key that we do have that kind of iterative process throughout. But it's just, again, just a huge thank you to the officers for all their work on this. And really, I think the difficult work begins now for Darren to take forward and actually deliver against what we've set out. But I think one final comment is, which we took quite great heart in from the survey that the council did, was that the vast majority of non-cyclists and people have said they've never cycled in a million years, even they overwhelmingly support putting the investment into cycling for those people that do and potentially will cycle. So I think there's a good positive message in there that everyone in the borough, or a large proportion of people in the borough, broadly support what we're doing.
Absolutely. Barry.
Thank you, Chair. We earlier heard complaints about incompetence of council from a previous deputation. I think this shows we are a council that actually gets things done. In a way, we're a victim of our own success. We've done a great job on a fantastic job on Burgess Park. We also have a great cycling strategy that's been brought forward, and I pay tribute here to Mark that's carried that for the last year, together with great work from officers. And I don't think there's anyone else around could have more pride in Burgess Park than Des and myself. But obviously, we are having to take account of other things that we want to do as an authority. The main point I wanted to do is to praise the work that Mark's done and, you know, Darren bringing it forward. But I want to really say, maybe from today, the thing we've learned is that we really do welcome the comments from the community, and we'll have to take this forward together.
Thanks, Barry. Vicky?
To quickly pick up on what Richard said about something coming back, I'd be keen that that wasn't just very tight around Burgess Park. I'd be keen that something, if we're going to be reporting back, because I think that there might be, well, you know, as our, you know, school expand and build for, and new schools are built, it might change, and as other routes, the future cycle routes are developed, other issues might come up. So keen it's not just a tight area around Burgess Park that comes up.
I think that's fine, as long as we don't lose the opportunity to review this
problem. Yes?
As if you did approve this today, it would become a strategic route. The constitution means that it becomes a strategic transport project. Decisions in, because each, as we won't be doing, we won't be starting at the top and finishing until we build at the end. We will be doing it in phases. There's very good operational reasons for that, not least being able to get the road space in the north of the borough whilst we were developing all the regeneration is going on. So we will be doing it in a phased approach. Each one of those will require traffic orders to be made, and so the constitution would currently require us to go to community councils to consult on those traffic orders and those changes. So there will be an opportunity for local members to consider the proposals at that point. And then final agreement of the traffic orders, which will be required for the route, will currently delegated to Councillor Merrill as part of his group. So he will be having that overview on that. So there is already that check on the process. Might I suggest that if you wanted to have the review, you would perhaps ask our officers to bring you a review of the strategy and making sure that we bring you that review before final decisions are made on the spine.
Yeah.
Thank you, Peter. It was interesting, I think, when we deal with traffic and transport issues, whether at a sort of strategic level like this or on a local street in one of our wards where there's always something of a fight for space and a culture of conflict, but I love the idea that perhaps Darren will be the person to fix that rather aggressive nature of that fight for space. Whether it's, you know, pedestrians and park use, I have massive sympathy as more of a pedestrian myself than a cyclist, or motorists complaining about losing their parking spaces to cycle hubs. So I really would support that idea that we have some follow-up report, because I don't feel quite comfortable with what's being proposed here. I think there's a lot of very good points being made by the deputation. But on the other hand, if you have a big dog leg, clearly Councillor Williams is right, cyclists just aren't going to do it, and they're going to go the other way. So something needs sorting out there. I did want to just pick up on a different point, which was the section about cycle parking, which is an interest close to my heart in Nunhead. I have many people wanting these cycling hubs, secure cycle parking, very popular, although again sometimes a conflict against motorists who don't like to lose their parking spaces. What's not clear to me from the strategy is how we're going to take that forward in terms of rolling out more secure cycle parking and having to fund that.
We've made a calculation in strategy about the number of these cycle hangers that we might need in order to support the level of cycling we want to see, and that is costed. We do rely to some extent on Transport for London to provide us with funding for that through programmes like the LIP. There are other avenues like CGS, which have been used in the past for the hangers, and we need to explore other avenues. But it's unquestionably one of the biggest challenges for the strategy is providing that sort of home end parking for people in existing dwellings who don't benefit from good cycle parking, which new developments have. And if we don't fix that problem, then obviously we're not going to get the growth we want to see.
And that point about how do we decide where they go? Because again, on one hand, I have residents saying, "Oh, we need the secure cycle parking." On the other hand, one's just blown up in my ward where now there's a petition against having it because they'll lose parking space. What's our process going to be for deciding how to allocate that space?
that would buy it again, because that is a local change, and that would be coming to community councils initially. So that would be the normal process. Because if you're changing, you'll need a change in traffic order.
Well, that's the end of the process. I suppose I'm thinking about how can we design a process
that is
more
community-led
from the beginning rather than the
science,
at the end of 6 months of discussion.
What we're trying to do is to make it easier for people to access information about cycling, including having a website with everything on it together. At the moment, we get ad hoc requests for these things. We need to pull it all together into one place. And that's something we'll try to roll out with the new website, so people can put in a request for cycle parking. We're going to log that. At the moment, there's quite a long list of requests, and part of our public realm team are filtering through those and working out which ones are deliverable or not. But yes, we would endeavour to have a more strategic approach to that.
Okay, right. Did you want to say anything finally, Darren?
Yeah, I just want to say that I think the review process might be a good idea, especially around Birch Park and that area. And I think also, I see this as the philosophy of what we want to do. I don't see this as the end result. None of us are completely wedded to. We can adapt and change, but it's key that we get this approved as today to a certain extent, because we have got problems on our roads. You know, there has been cyclists, unfortunately, being killed. So I want to get something in place that then the officers can go away and work to, so they know what philosophy we want them to work to. Detailing it, we'll come back with further detailing to the Cabinet if it wishes to.
Okay, thank you, Darren. And it's right to point out that the strategy is more than just the subject's fine. It is, as others have said, there's a lot more to it than that. And so I think it's important to recognise that our debate today is being focused around one small part of the spine, but it's a much bigger picture. So I want to move on and just agree this if we can. So I propose we just amend the wording of the recommendation. The Cabinet agrees to the adoption of the Council's Cycling Strategy 2015 and the associated delivery plan, request a report back to review the strategy prior to implementation of the Southwark Spine. Okay, so that's something in to be determined by time things. I want to thank everyone who's played a part in this, because I'm sure Southwark Cyclists and others have played a key part in helping us deliver this and share our ambition. And I want to thank the deputation very much for coming on today. We really appreciate it. It's very, very important feedback that you're giving to us. And I also just want to mention, I think that this is the last Cabinet meeting where Des will be here as an officer, because you're leaving Council at the end of this month, Des, and we'll have lots of opportunity to say goodbye between now and then. But I just want to say at this meeting a formal thank you very much indeed to you. You've been here child, boy, man. It has to be, because you're such a young man and done so many years of service. But thank you very much indeed. You've been involved in so much in the last 5 years, helping us deliver on our Fairer Future promises. We really are grateful for the work that you've done, and we wish you all success and good fortune after you've left us and go on to exciting things in retirement or whatever it is you choose to do. But thank you very much indeed, Desmond. Wish you well. Thank you.